Welcome to the amazing 2018 Best Year Ever Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you Mr. Fox Spire. Fox, would you take it from here?
Thank you so much, Tanya. I am very excited today to relay the message of the ways I think we can make 2018 the best year ever. So, among many things, I am a poet, and I want to infuse my poetry into the messages that I have to make the best year ever. And as of right now, there are 10 of them. We'll begin this way. Forgiveness. I think the first and foremost way you could make 2018 the best year ever is to forgive people. And understand that when you forgive somebody, you're not saying to them what you think they did to you is okay. You just don't want to be in emotional prison with them. And another line from that, you want to be able to have a future other than having 1,000 pasts. So I will give you this poem from my book, Letter Kindling. It's called It Takes Time to Forgive. I've walked tall, had my tail between my legs, and my pride has been shattered. I know as long as I'm around, things are going to happen. Been advised by friends and family over and over again that life is a series of fleeting moments, flashes in the pan. So keep calm, don't worry, and keep your mind, fill your mind with peace and assurance. Pick and choose your battles. Sometimes go with the currents. Life can be marked by ups, downs, and incessant jealousies, but forgiveness is the one thing that gets the goat of your enemies. When you are bruised and you are battered, it will all be water under the bridge, but not with a snap of the fingers, because it takes time to forgive. To get to the finish line, go by fast. But please row slowly. And always keep in your heart and mind the spirit of the holy. Affirm, affirm, and affirm positive outcomes at the beginning of each day. Do what you do, no matter what your detractors say. Life can be marked by ups, downs, and incessant jealousies. But forgiveness is the one thing that gets the goat of your enemies. When you are bruised and you are battered, it will all be water under the bridge, but not with a snap of the fingers, because it takes time to forgive. So first, to make 2018 the best year ever, practice forgiveness. Number two, second way you can make 2018 the best year ever is do what is right, even when no one is watching. That's how I would define integrity. Because even when you think someone is not watching, someone is. The eye in the sky, as they say, it don't lie. And with that, I give you my poem, He Looks Back at Me and Says. It's 6:30 in the a.m., and the snooze has become my friend. Soon I see myself in the mirror. He looks back at me and says, have you done all you can do? And are you ready for what is to come? Are you thankful for all you have been given? As would say, decent son, do you realize responsibility that comes with the pleasure of success? You must be a man of integrity to always be at your best. And no matter there are no cameras and that you are alone under this roof, you can hide sometimes from the outside world, but me, the mirror, I always see the truth. Practice integrity. Practice forgiveness. Make 2018 best year ever. Next, dreams. Recently, I spoke at a local high school, and the school resource officer there, a good friend of mine, after he heard me speak, looked at me in the eye and said, Fox, do me one favor. I said, what's that? He said, don't let your dreams be dreams. And that's my next part of advice for you. Don't let your dreams be dreams, and don't take no for an answer. Realize that the perception of you is only others' reality, and a lot of it comes from the inside. And with that, I give you my poem, Mental Giant. Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. To my image, I am defiant. What you see is so far from true. I am a mental giant. I'm frail, I'm built like, and I'm nicknamed Scarecrow. Inside, what a lot do not know, I have been broken and welded so many times. I can't tell you this, no matter how hard I try. Misjudged book and misread cover, I'll tell you what lies under. My toes are curled, my body, it always wants to go fetal. In my life, I have seen so many needles. I pick up my legs to run, you know, like kids do for fun. But me, I've got to be careful because every step can lead to a tumble. This I can't forget. In front of my face, my eyes, specs for years they can't disguise. My pupils are never in sync. No matter how hard I try and think, but don't tell me what I can and cannot do. To my image, I'm defiant. What you see is so far from true. I know we are all mental giants. Practice forgiveness. Practice integrity. Don't let your dreams be dreams. And make 2018 the best year ever. Next, we know we are never going to feel our best every single day. And he used a line from Greg Schiano, former coach, head coach at Rutgers University, and I believe he's now in the NFL. He used to tell this all the time to his players at Rutgers, and I can recall Eric LeGrand seeing him speak, hearing him speak, that he would say, be comfortable being uncomfortable. I'll say it like this, be at your best when you feel your worst, and you are sure to make 2018 the best year ever. And with that, I give you my poem, The It is the Attitude. It might be hard to spot talent, but it's harder to spot confidence. Those who have the it, that toughness in abundance. Tell me, who are the ones from when they wake up? It's not about their speed, their power, or their agility. It is their mental makeup that we marvel at with such humility. Again, they're at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout. Their it is their uncontrollable thirst. About their it, they have no doubt. Ante up, chips are down. They got them one time and they are lucky. About is it, it has no sound. Next time around, he's the goods, he's the money. Is it in his food? No, people. The it is his attitude. Be at your best when you feel your worst. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Do what is right, even when no one is watching. And practice forgiveness. 2018, the best year ever. Next, adversity. We're all going to have it. Realize that adversity presents an opportunity for heroism. And as I've read before, it introduces a man to himself. Embrace challenges. They are there because I know and you know. The man upstairs knows that you can conquer them. And with that, I give you my poem, Tougher the Challenge, the More Special the Person. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we are prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer with true eye exertion, I find tougher the challenge, the more special person. Many throw punches, But who are the ones 1,000 times that get hit? And after that last blow, they fall right on their back. They look up, they get up, and they get right back on track. Knockdowns, again, they have them in trillions. But they are married to a trait called resilience. They know as life comes and passes, they take great satisfaction out of rising from the ashes. What I write, I find true, but hard to believe. Often we are prone to judge simply by what we see. But looking closer, with true eye exertion, I find the tougher the challenge, the more special the person. Adversity presents an opportunity for heroism. Practice forgiveness. Practice integrity. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Do what is right, even when no one is watching. Some of the ways you can make 2018 the best year ever. Next. Initiative. Spelled INIATIVE. As a freshman at the University of South Carolina 20 years ago, I can remember our first game against the College of Charleston. And I kept asking our head coach, Coach Tanner, questions. And he looked at me and said, INIATIVE. I thought about it. He had me at Lockjaw. He said, Fox, initiative. I know you. You know all the right things to do. Just go out and do them before you're told, and you can't go wrong. I'm telling you that. You know all the right things to do. Go out and do them. Take the initiative. And with that, I give you my poem, Initiative. Initiative, the Tsar once told us before practice even began. Initiative, he said, is essential to becoming a man. Initiative, he said it, it came out quite sturdy. Initiative. Gang, he said, on time is being 5 minutes early. Initiative. We better have our ducks in a row. Initiative. Life and the games were always on the go. Initiative. So began the season. Initiative. Before we knew it, packed up and leaving. Initiative. Enjoy it. Before long, initiative. Those years, dead and gone. You know all the right things to do. Go out and do them. Practice integrity. Practice forgiveness. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Be a mental giant. Some of the ways you can make 2018 the best year ever. Again, I'm Fox Beyer, speaker, teacher, coach, poet, songwriter. Very excited to spread this to you even before 2018 begins. Next, the next way you can make 2018 the best year ever. Go beyond the beyond. Go beyond just what you're asked. If you want to be satisfactory, do what you're asked. If you want to be good, go beyond what you're asked. If you want to be great, go beyond the beyond. With that, I give you my poem, Beyond the Beyond. Start the bar high and raise it. Stretch yourself to the limit so much you can't take it. Go beyond the beyond. Whatever you're facing, it's in trouble. Anything you do, it's on the double. Go beyond the beyond. Ready, set, on your mark. You've got the keys and you are double parked. Go beyond the beyond. Ready yourself for the ultimate spectacle. Strap it on and create your own miracle. Go beyond the beyond. Be the best human you ever knew. A story all can aspire to. Go beyond the beyond. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. There are so many stories of people around the world that are going beyond the beyond. Ones that come to mind are those of Drew Hunthausen, Terry Fox, Dewey Bozella, Diane Van Deren, They go beyond what is asked and beyond what people think they can do. You, I know, are more powerful than you can imagine. And with these steps today, you can make 2018 the best year ever. I saw in a commercial years ago that 85% of us, when we travel, go to a place we've gone before. Quote, variety is the spice of life. I encourage you in 2018 to try something new and expand your palate and expand your mind. And with that, I give you the poem, Adjust. In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I cannot find it within myself to adjust. Stuck in my routine, rigid, even in my dreams, my life defined by structure, one step away from destruction. Never giving in to the spontaneous or anything that might be extraneous, focused on my tasks like a laser beam, no time this day, not a second to daydream. I must make myself into a man and pull myself out of this routine quicksand. Why can't I understand that life is what happens when you're making plans? In days of yore, it was such a fuss. I cannot find it within myself to adjust. But people, try again. I know you can adjust. As one of my college coaches would say, and he'd write it under his baseball cap, he'd look at it every single game. What made him a winner, it's what makes him, Coach Toman, a winner to this day. MTA, an acronym standing for Make the Adjustment. And I'm telling you that because I know you can do it. Making the adjustment, again, will make 2018 the best year ever for you. Next, self-pity. I'm a dude, a guy, a man with cerebral palsy. And I'm reminded of this even in my dream. Studies show that we forget 95 to 99% of our dreams. But I can assure you that this dream that I had was in the 1 to 5% because, of course, I remember it. I'm out on a walk with a beautiful girl. And at some point during the stroll, I reach and I grab her hand. She says, Fox, you're being very romantic. I stop her and say, well, thank you, but if I'm being very honest with you, I'm just being practical. She said, Fox, what do you mean? I said, well, as you can see, I have spastic CP. I have a hitch in my get-along. So if I happen to trip and fall, I want you to go with me. I look at my hands all of the time, and I think of my parents and my therapists, mom and dad, Kathy, Debbie, Jose, Teddy, and Mrs. Schumler. You see, they were geniuses. They knew me, a kid growing up with CP, I was going to fall every day of my life. It was inevitable. So in therapy, they had me practice falling so I could get my hands out in front of my body as quickly as I could to catch myself and prevent myself from any further harm. I look at my hands and I realize that my life and all of our lives are not about trying not to fall every day. They're about always trying to get back up. According to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, 58.2% of all of us with CP, cerebral palsy, what I have, walk independently. But I know in my heart that we all fall every day. That is to say, we all have setbacks. The key is not staying in them too long. An author, Susan Gamage, of many books, including Violence and Abuse, writes that self-pity can paralyze a person into inaction. And columnist Mark Hill writes that self-pity and wallowing in it is like wrestling with a shark. Look, we're never going to win that battle. And the only thing that we can do is eliminate it. And to make a long story short here, sharks, they can teach us not to wallow in self-pity. Because when they lose their teeth, which they do, thousands in a lifetime, they don't wallow in self-pity. Why? Because they know within a day, the teeth that it loses will be replaced. Essentially telling us this, when you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. Knowing that eliminates self-pity. With that, I give you this poem. When you fail, it doesn't make you a failure. So give it your best at what you want to be, because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all. But remember, it's not naive to try. So prayer eyes, picture eyes, and actualize. And in the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. And every day in your head, fear disguises its practicality. Practicality says play it safe, says this year after year. But if you would dare lift its mask, all you would see is fear. So lift the mask up, stare right through fear, and throw it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around and let self-pity kiss your right pinky toe. Eliminate self-pity. Practice forgiveness. Practice integrity. Don't let your dreams be dreams. MTA, make the adjustment. Make 2018 the best year ever. In summation, all of this comes down to your character. And character is shown, the real you is shown, in situations of duress. There's no question you're going to go through stress this year. But I'm telling you that you can do it. And to wrap up here, I give you this poem. It comes down to the character of the man. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within. Because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. The elevator is closed. You take the stairs. You don't have time to care. Fall down 3 times, 4 times, stand up. Battle-tested and been through wars, it's the diamond you most adore. Every day you approach with conviction, there is nothing you know more than friction. Dive in and swim. It's time to find out what lies within, because when you're dealt a second-rate hand, it comes down to the character of the man. Again, I'm Fox Beyer, advising you to practice forgiveness, practice integrity, make the adjustment. Understand that it comes down to character. Eliminate self-pity. Try something new and make 2018 the best year ever. I want to make an offer. If you're watching or you're listening and you like what you heard, please email me off my website, foxbeyer.com, foxbeyer.com. Tell me you like what you heard, and I would be glad to send you a copy of my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within. I would also like to offer my speaking services to you. And you can do that, again, by emailing me off my website, foxbeyer.com. That's foxbeyer.com. Make 2018 the best year ever. Tanya, back to you.